Experts in education research from Ghana are hosting their UK counterparts in Accra to look at how to link education to the attainment of the Sustainable Development Goals in Sub-Saharan Africa. High on the agenda will be how to answer the question of whether the SDGs will reverse the underdevelopment in Africa. Opening the two-day conference, the Vice-Chancellor of the University of Ghana, Professor Udrosu, said in order to achieve the SDGs, government must meet researchers halfway to undertake projects that speak to the needs of the people for proper connection and distribution of resources. Here's a report by Rabna Paha.
The second annual international conference on education and research will look at the stages of development in developing countries with greater emphasis on the sustainable development goals and how they can be achieved through research. Vice Chancellor of the University of Ghana, Professor Udro Owusu, said about 30 million children in sub-Saharan Africa do not go to school. This, he said, can only be solved through strategic research geared towards child-specific needs.
Not only does education produce numerate and literate citizens and is therefore a form of human capital, it has positive impact on general well-being as well as being more profitable than many physical activities. In spite of these benefits of education, not all societies are able to offer quality education to their people in order to attain these benefits. Of course, there are many factors that prevent most societies from providing education that can translate into development for the benefit of their citizens. It's hoped that the 17 Sustainable Development Goals, the SDGs, launched by the United Nations to transform the world will help block any gaps that prevent countries from providing their citizens with knowledge and skills that will help them overcome poverty. It's as well important to point out that conversations about the SDGs and actions that follow from these conversations are the building blocks needed for the attainment of the SDGs. And what lessons can it teach us for education to contribute substantially to progress in development in the next 15 years?
Vice-Chancellor of the University of Sussex, UK, Professor Keith Warden, said countries such as Chad, Somalia, Sudan, among others in the sub-region, have high rates of poverty due to lack of clear guidelines towards development. Though he lauded Ghana's effort in attaining most of the MDGs, much could have been done in the areas of child and infant mortalities.
Irabna Pahes reports.